Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Did you know there are thousands of young people in the United States and perhaps throughout the world who claim to be Satan worshipers? There is even a damnable organization called the Church of Satan. Anton LaVey is its founder and high priest. He is also the author of the Satanic Bible. There are other satanic cults in our country and in other nations. All of them are extremely dangerous. One of the cults, called Santeria, killed Mark Kilroy, a medical student at the University of Texas. Mark Kilroy and some of his buddies visited Mexico, where the Santeria religion was operating. Hundreds of other young people are mutilated and killed every year in this country. Incidentally, many of the so-called Satanists, including Anton LaVey, do not really believe in a literal devil. They just use the devil as an excuse for their perverted behavior. Do you suppose Satan is happy with such groups? If you know the character of Satan as revealed in the Bible, you know the answer to that question. The Apostle Peter urged his readers, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour." 1 Peter 5:8. Do you ever get tired of working in the Lord's vineyard and decide the price for serving God is too high? The prophet Jeremiah became discouraged and decided to quit preaching. But God's word was in the prophet's heart, and he could not cease doing the work of the Lord. Jeremiah 29. There is one fact you can know for sure. The devil never gets discouraged and never ceases his destructive work. Peter says the devil is like a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. If the devil walks about like a roaring lion, why are we not able to discern immediately who he is and what his purposes are? My friends, the devil does not roar as he walks about. The word roaring tells us what a lion is. He is a roaring lion. If he walked about roaring, he would run people away. He does not roar until he has us in his clutches. In every case, we can tell who the devil is and what he wants to accomplish. But so often what he wants is what we want. We fall under his spell because we want to, not because he is irresistible. We could kick him out of our lives, but are attracted to his schemes, often fatally attracted. The devil walks about, Peter says. The verb walks about or goes about is present active indicative and means he is constantly on the go to seize the unwary. The word seeking is a present active participle and involves continual action. The verse could be translated, "The devil continually walks about, constantly seeking whom he may devour. He never takes time for rest or for a holiday." If only God's people were as committed to their duties, we could win an unbelieving world to Jesus Christ. But we often become lazy or tired or indifferent. The devil takes advantage of that fact, and millions of souls are lost for eternity. Please do not believe Christians are at a disadvantage in their fight against the devil. We have the God of the universe on our side. If we believe in his Son and obey his gospel. The Apostle John assures us, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world." 1 John 4:4. The Apostle Paul asks, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" He shows us that no one can do that except ourselves. We can separate ourselves by disobeying God and turning our backs on him. My friends, we thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless you.